We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Mipinchas Eliyahu. We are in Nedar in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Our Mishnah is going to discuss two terms. One is Yilodim and one is Noladim. And we're talking about a person who took a neder from specific people, and he's going either to call them Yilodim or Noladim, which obviously is related to being born. However, when it comes to the language of Yilodim and Noladim in the Torah, we find that they refer to both. We have examples where they refer to people who have been born in the past, as well as people who have yet to be born. So we need to know what that language would be with respect to making nedarim, because nedarim may not matter how the term is used in the Torah, and matters lashon b'nei adam. So take, for example, in Yehoshua Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, it says, V'chol ha'am ha'yilodim b'amidbar b'derech b'tzeisam imitzroim lo malu. All those who were born, Yilodim is Noldu Kvar, were born on the way, but from Mitzrayim, didn't have a bris milah, so Arsei Lachar, most Surim, we called Yoshua had to give them, they had to have a bris milah before they did the Korban Pesach. But we also have a pasuk in Shmos, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, Kol Habein Hayilod Hayaora Tashlichu. That is Ha'asalihivaleid B'mashma. That has the connotation that is Yilod, Yilodim is future. We also have the word Noladim, which is used in both contexts. Number one, we have a Noladim, which is in Bereshis Perek Memches Pasukei Shnei Vanecha Hanoladim Locha Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ad Boiei Lecha Mitzrayim Alihem. They're referring to Ephraim and Menashe. That's obviously Noladim, Noldu Kvar, or in the past. And yet in Malachim Aleich Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis it says Ko Amar Hashem Hinei Bein Nolad Leveis David Yoshio Shmo, and this is a child who's Yoshio is going to be born. So this nevuah was said at the time of the first Yeravam. So here we have Noladim is past and future, and Yilodim is past and future. What about Balashon B'nei Adam? So we're going to see that, at least according to our Mishnah, we're going to see that, generally speaking, according to one opinion, Yilodim is the past, and Noladim is the future. But the Tanakhama of our Mishnah will hold that, no, that Noladim is both. Yilodim is the past, but Noladim can be the past or the future. We'll see this machlokes in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Paragimel, Mishnah, Tes ha-noder min ha-yilodim. Person took a neder not to get hana from yilodim. Konam, let's say, shani nene min ha-yilodim. I'm not getting hana. It's going to be usher like a carbon to get hana from yilodim. Says the Tanakhama, mutter ben noladim. Is allowed to get hanah from those who will be born after this neder in the future. Because Lashon B'nei Adam, Yilodim, is only the past. What about Min HaNoladim? Takes a neder not to get hanah from people who are in the category of Noladim, Asur B'Yilodim. So says the Tanakhama that, as we said, that it's both. That Noladim includes not only in the past, but he can't even get Hana from Yilodim, even those who are going to be born in the future, because Noladim, according to the Tanakhama, includes both the past and the future. So Yilodim is only the past, Noladim is the past and the future. Rabbi Meir Matir Af B'Yilodim, said Rabbi Meir disagrees and says a person who takes an edit from Noladim is allowed to have Hana from Yilodim, from those who, because Noladim is only the future, and Yilodim is only the past. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. A person who says Noladim, he's only referring to those who will be born in the future, and of course agrees with the Tanakhama that Yilodim is only the past. V'achachamim omrim lonis kavein zeh elo v'misha darko laholid. His kavana was someone who was going to be born in the future. So we're going to there's a machalokas rishonim what the chachamim are doing. According to Rashi and the Ran, they're just explaining the Tanakhama. The chachamim are not another opinion. They're explaining the Tanakhama's opinion why, although Yilodim is the past, Noladim can be both the past and the future. Then that's what they mean. Lonis kavein zel elo b'mishe darko leholid. When they say Noladim, they're not referring to just the future and to exclude those who were born in the past. Noladim means people, means human beings or animals that are darkam laholid, that are no ladim, that normally are able to give birth to children, as opposed to, let's say, fish or birds that, so they have eggs, so they're excluded. But no ladim refers to human beings and animals. Past and future makes no difference. And that's why no ladim is the past and the future. Chachamim are explaining the Tanakhama's position. And the Rush disagrees and says the Chachamim are a third opinion. They argue on Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama. And they hold that yilodim or no ladim includes both. And therefore, and what does it mean when the Mishnah says that Chachamim are milonis kavin ze elo la mishnah darko laholid? What he means is when he says yilodim or no ladim, what he has in mind are human beings or animals that typically give birth, as opposed to, let's say, fish or ophos. And therefore, if you take a neder from yilodim or no ladim, it will include ever past and future, according to the way the Rush understands this third opinion of the Chachamim. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud needs a little introduction. We've mentioned in the past several times, certainly he said Ezraim, the group of people known as the Kusim, the king of Ashur, as we know, exiled the Jewish people from Eretz Yisrael and brought the people from the land of Kusa and brought them to the Arei Shomron, as we learned in Malachim Bey's Perek Yud Zayin. They were called Kusim because of this city of Kusa, and they're also called Shomronim because of the Arei Shomron that they were placed in. And the Kusim at that time would follow many of the mitzvos of the Torah to the extent that the Chachamim said in Kiddushin Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph, Kol mitzvah she'echziku ba'kusim harbe medaktikim ba'yosim Yisrael. These Kusim would be more particular and more meticulous than many of the Jewish people in the mitzvos that they would perform. But they didn't know many of the details of the mitzvos, and they Har Grizim was designated like their Makom HaMikdash as if it were Yerushalayim, and they had an animosity towards Yerushalayim. They would not be Ole Regel. Har Grizim was their holy place. And the Chachamim had a machlokes, you have this throughout Shas, whether the Kusim or Geri Arayos, they only converted because of the lions, out of fear, because the animals, and they remained over the Avodah Zarah. As it's discussed in Malachim there, it says, Vayi b'tchilas shivtam shom lo yaruas Hashem. In the very beginning, they did not fear Hashem, and Hashem, Svayishalach Hashem, Vahem es Arayos, Vayu harugim bahem. And the Melach HaShur says, yeah, let's get one of the Kohanim and ask them what we're supposed to do. V'yorum es mishpa, v'yorum es mishpat elokei ha'aretz, v'yavo echon me'akonim. So when the Kohanim came, and they asked, what are you supposed to do? We're being attacked by lions. The God of this land obviously is upset. What should we do? So it says that they started to serve Hashem, but the Pasuk says, es Hashem ha'yu yireim, des Elohim ha'yu ovdim. So that's the opinion that says that they were Geri Arayos and it was not genuine. And others hold they're Geri MS. In fact, they were Nisdaryu Belev Shalem, they have the status of Israel. And our Mishnah, as you will see, follows the opinion that the Kusim were, these Shomronim, were Geri MS, were true converts, as we will see in the Mishnah, as this applies to the laws of Nedarim. Perakim and Mishnah Yud. Hanoder Mishov Se Shabbos, a person who takes a ned is not going to get Hana. Then anyone who falls into the category of Shov Se Shabbos, people who rest on the Shabbos. Asur be Yisrael, v'asur be Kusim. He's not allowed to get Hana from Yisrael. He can't get Hana from Kusim, because even the Kusim are included in Shov Se Shabbos, because they're included in that mitzvah. And think about it, it's very important, because a Nachri, Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, non-Jew, is not allowed to observe the Shabbos. So it's very important to know whether the Kusim have the status of Jews or non-Jews, who falls into this category when you take this neder of Shov Se Shabbos. So according to the ton of this Mishnah, they're Geri Emes, they're genuine converts, and therefore they're included in Shov Se Shabbos. But of course, person who makes this neder not to get Hana from Shov Se Shabbos, he is Asur B'Yisrael and Asur B'Kusim, but he's Mutter B'Nachrim. Nachrim are not included in Shov Se Shabbos, even if they choose to rest on Shabbos, because they have no obligation to do so. In fact, they're prohibited from doing so. What if a person makes a neder me'och le'shum, person who takes an I'm not getting hana from all of those who eat garlic. We're referring to the Takanas Ezra to eat garlic, which we have in Bava Kamma, Pei Bezim and Aleph. Ezra had many Takanos. Kriyas HaTorah is on that list. person who takes a neder not to get hana from people who eat garlic on Friday nights. Garlic is supposed to, it's marbe hazera. There's a mitzvah of onah, specifically for Tamanei Chachamim on Friday night, to be with their wives. And therefore, shum is, was part of what people would eat. So Ochel Shum refers to the Jewish people, Asur be Yisrael, Va'asur be Kusim, because the Kusim also follow this takana to have garlic on Lele Shabbos. What if a person takes an Eder Me'ole Yerushalayim? I'm not getting Hanah from people who ascend to Yerushalayim to serve there. Then Asur be Yisrael, but Umutra be Kusim. Can't get Hanah from Yisrael, but he can get Hanah from the Kusim. Why? Because the Kusim were not included in Ole Yerushalayim, as we explained. In fact, they didn't like Yerushalayim. They would not be Ole Regel there. They chose Hagrizim as Makrom HaMikdash.